overall state of the crop this year is we are certainly looking at a much smaller or reduced crop from what we would consider our five-year average. New York typically produces close to 30 million bushels of apples, and this year, due to the poor weather in March, our estimate is somewhere between 12 and 13 million bushels.
So what does that mean for producers as far as their revenue for the year?
Well, we have apple growers in the state that lost upwards of 75-80% of their crop, and then we have growers in other areas of the state that maybe only lost 10 or 15% of their crop. So, you know, just a quick deduction would say those who have suffered severe losses are definitely looking at a very challenging year this year. Their costs don't change that much because you have to continue to tend for and care for the tree, regardless if there's a crop on it or not. You have to keep the tree healthy. So that means like input costs such as fertilizer and materials and crop protection programs have to continue. You know, the bad news is you're not going to be harvesting any fruit or enough fruit to pay for those costs. So certainly they are looking at some very financial challenges for this coming season.
How important is the apple crop to the overall agricultural base of New York State? I mean, I know we've heard a lot about the milk producers. Are apples something that tend to get overlooked? How important are they?
Well, you know, I don't think they get overlooked, but when you put it into perspective, the number one industry in all of New York State is, in fact, agriculture. That category is led by the dairy industry. There's a number of brackets or categories within dairy between, you know, livestock and milk production and so on and so forth. But our apple production is clearly in the top four or five in the state for revenue and for economic impact back to the state's economy. New York ranks number two in the United States for apple production. So as far as dollars into the economy, the apple industry is responsible for somewhat over $300 million a year of farm gate revenues. So it's very important. It's dairy, it's horticultural products, it's fruit, apples, vegetables. That would be the ranking for New York State agriculture.
What about in terms of local economies? I know people who live in metropolitan New York City area who will travel to Saratoga County to go apple picking. What kind of effect do you think this reduced crop could have on the tourism aspect going into the fall season here?
Well, the good news, you know, good news, bad news. The good news is we have a pretty decent crop in the eastern part of New York State. The weather conditions were different at this time for the Hudson Valley and the Champlain Valley area. That area tends to obviously feed the metro New York area, certainly when it comes to agritourism and pick your own and direct market retail sales. So that area has a crop that is going to most likely be able to pretty much feed that demand. They're going to be strong in the fall. They've already started harvesting. Some of the early varieties escaped some of the injury. So for that important time period of between now and through Halloween, when weekend trips and agritourism is big for the apple industry, I think they're going to be in fairly good shape. They won't have as much fruit to carry through the season. We'll sell out much quicker. So hopefully that impact won't be that great in that area this year financially.
It sounds like if you are planning on making a trip to go apple picking, you know, pick while the picking's good, right?
Exactly right. I don't put it off. They're just, you know, anybody that has done this in the past knows they have, you know, they go to their favorite orchards and they know approximately how many weekends or how many days they've got to pick their favorite variety. I think that will all be somewhat shortened. You know, my suggestion is certainly a plan ahead, a call ahead, make sure they've got what you want to go and pick and get out there and pick the fruit.
Now, the state legislature is considering a tax relief bill to establish a tax credit allowing farmers to claim 35% of crop losses. What's your take on that legislation, and do you think it's a worthwhile bill to consider?
Well, you know, I wouldn't want to paint or, you know, give an opinion either way on that. It is still in the discussion mode. First and foremost, we would welcome any assistance that the federal or the state government would offer. Presently, what is available for apple growers or any egg people that have had problems, if your area is declared a disaster area, you can apply for low-interest loans through the USDA, which is federally funded. This is not a handout. It's a loan. It's at a lower interest rate, although interest rates are rather low anyway, so it is an assistance. It isn't certainly a fix-all remedy. As far as New York State stepping up and doing something, I think that probably has some way to go to come to fruition. We would help. We would certainly, you know, appreciate any assistance they can give. Whether this will end up coming to pass, I don't know. You know, there's a lot of variables there.